This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Tonight, new Presley family drama. Priscilla's son speaks out.
Mother, are you here?
Mother.
Then how Tom Brady is spending his first full day of retirement. Plus, Super Bowl exclusives. Shirley Ralph on getting invited to sing on game day.
It is going to be spectacular.
Plus, inside celeb homes.
This is Michael Jordan's house.
From MJ's massive Chicago mansion to Jennifer Lopez's movie room with posters of her exes.
It's very big.
Plus, the star couple who have a carpeted bathroom. And
I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain strips down, literally, why she's going nude.
I did not tiptoe in there. I owned it.
All eyes on Priscilla and the control for the Presley family millions. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, 21 days after Lisa Marie's passing, we're learning more about the Presley family dynamic between Lisa, Priscilla, and Priscilla's son, Navarone Garibaldi.
Mother, are you here?
Wednesday night, almost 2 hours, Priscilla's 35-year-old son, who was with her at Lisa Marie's funeral, streamed live. He sent love to his late half-sister.
Happy birthday in heaven.
And broke some Presley news.
I think my mom is writing another book.
This comes as court filings claim Priscilla was making $900,000 a year from Elvis Presley Enterprises, even though she had no stake in the company. Why is this important? Well, rewind to Lisa Marie's 2018 lawsuit regarding her trust. Lisa Marie alleged her own mom was not performing any executive-level work to justify that salary.
From all the sticks and stones so they don't break.
While all eyes are on the battle for the multi-million-dollar Presley estate, Navarone thanked fans for tipping him on Insta and shared his Venmo account number.
Did somebody send a Venmo?
Navarone and Lisa Marie were born 19 years apart. They were not close in the years leading up to her death. Despite that, they had a lot in common. Both singers with bands.
I know what you tried to do, make a scorpion out of me.
And they both struggled with addiction. Lisa Marie with opioids, Navarone with fentanyl. He reportedly detoxed at Mom Priscilla's house. Lisa Marie reportedly died $4 million in debt. Yesterday, Navarone improvised a song all about his financial hardship.
I wish that I didn't have to worry so much.
It's still kind of surreal that Lisa Marie is gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to Super Bowl 57. We are just 10 days out.
I'm ready for it. And Tom Brady will be a spectator just like the rest of us, y'all. For now, though, Tom is busy girl dadding. That's Tom in full retirement mode, watching daughter Vivian at a horseback riding lesson and getting some drinks just hours after dropping his big announcement.
I'm retiring.
Interestingly, since their split, ex-Giselle has also been spotted in the saddle with her Costa Rica companion, her son's martial arts instructor, Joaquim Valenche. Back in November, a source told us the two were not dating. Giselle reacted to Tom's retirement with support, but others, not so much.
What would it be like to be Giselle today? Okay, so you could have saved the marriage a year ago when I begged you to do this and you refused, and you decided for 300 plus days it would be worth it to lose me. What a middle finger.
No, maybe there's a 80 for Brady sequel coming out. We'll
look,
see.
He said it. He said it.
Let's go!
Next for the seven-time Super Bowl champ, well, he does have a $375 million analyst deal with Fox Sports, but ET's learned his main priority is spending time with his children. He's not going to rush back into work or dating. But speaking of the big game,
when they asked you to perform, your reaction was?
You know, you have those that moment of like, what? Me? Yes! Yes!
It was an immediate yes.
I sat down exclusively with Abbott Elementary's Cheryl Lee Ralph, who will perform Lift Every Voice and Sing, which has been part of the last few Super Bowls.
And Rihanna's there? What? They would not have chosen me if they did not feel I could deliver. And I'm ready to deliver.
I don't get this.
Sweetheart, neither do I.
Is it especially sweet for you since Philly is there?
My husband, you know, he's a senator in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And he was out in the community giving away Eagles gears and shirt. He said, we're in it to win it. And I was like, yes, fly, Eagles.
Well, next Sunday, the Kelce family will be split as Jason and Travis become the first brothers to go head to head.
Are mom and dad sitting on your sideline? Are they sitting on my sideline?
We do have to figure that out.
Many actually want their mom, Donna, on the field. Thousands have signed a change.org petition to get her to do the coin toss. Oh, and since Jason's wife, Kylie, is expecting daughter number three, she has a very important Super Bowl guest.
Kylie's bringing her OB because she's going to be 38 weeks pregnant at the game.
Dude.
If she has a baby in the stadium, it's officially scripted.
On their podcast, New Heights, the Eagles center and the Chiefs tight end reflected on the big game's other big firsts, two black quarterbacks facing off and two former childhood teammates.
A.J. Brown, Willie Gay Jr.
Yeah.
Played high school ball together.
I kind of don't like that we're calling it the Kelce Bowl. Kind of appreciate the support. There's a lot of guys involved with this.
No doubt, diehard football fan Mark Wahlberg will be watching the game, even if his beloved Patriots aren't playing. The star recently listed his L.A. estate for, wait for it, $79.5 million.
I am inviting everybody to come and work out with me.
The always fit 51-year-old has lived in the exclusive 12-bedroom, 20-bath home since 2009. It, of course, has a fully equipped gym, full basketball court, and a golf practice area. There's also a pool with a waterfall, home theater, a private spa, and quarters for staff. Neighbors include Adele and Dwayne Johnson. So where's Mark living now?
I moved to Nevada to be able to give my kids a better life and follow and pursue their dreams.
Also on the market, J-Lo and Ben's Bel Air Estate. Price, a cool $42.5 million.
We're super happy. What can I tell you? We're just having a good time.
It's set on 8 acres with private hiking trails and a recording studio, a gym, an outdoor amphitheater, and a movie theater inside, complete with their own movie posters lining the walls. No Gigli here, but there is a memento of her movie with ex Mark Anthony.
I always wanted somebody like you.
You still believe in love?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
Ben is keeping his ex, Jennifer Garner, and her boyfriend close, too. Just days ago, he seemed happy to be hanging with John Miller. A source tells ET they get along, and Ben is very supportive of Jennifer dating. He just wants her to be happy. And, you know, Michael Jordan would be really happy if someone would throw down $15 million for his mega mansion just outside of Chicago. It's been on the market for more than a decade.
This is Michael Jordan's house. That's Michael Jordan's private, regulation-sized NBA-quality basketball court. Then you have a pond fully stocked, a tennis court.
At the center of it all, a one-of-a-kind infinity-edge pool.
The ultra-personalized, ultra-private nine-bedroom compound was originally listed for $29 million, but the price has dropped by almost half. Not for sale, but open for a personal tour, Stranger Things star David Harbour and Lily Allen recently opened their self-proclaimed weird and wonderful space to Architectural Digest.
You can make your wife's closet bigger than the bedroom area.
This is amazing. Yeah.
The Brooklyn townhome is full of bold prints, lots of pink, but we gotta talk about their bathroom. It doesn't have a toilet, but it's got plenty of other stuff, including wall-to-wall carpet.
I said I need swan taps.
And I also wanted a fridge from outer space. And I got everything I wanted. In pink, no less.
Yes!
Who in the world has a fridge in their bathroom?
I do. It's a beauty fridge.
For snacks?
No, well, that could put in there too, but yeah, it's for cold cream, eye cream, all that stuff. I need to know how you have a bathroom and no toilet, though. These are answers I need on a Thursday. All right, well, you know what Shania Twain would say about all those homes? It don't impress her much. Yeah, Shania is all about her home on wheels because she's got a new tour and a new album full of fierce Shania firsts.
So I decided that I would do a nude photo shoot and face my fears head on, crew around, lights full blast on. No escaping it. I owned it. Hence, Queen of Me is, I'm the boss of me. Take charge of your liberty, of your freedom.
People could look at your story and think, oh wow, divorce tried to take her down, betrayal tried to take her down, Lyme disease tried to take her down. But here you are.
I am thriving because this is the first record since my operation. I've got a lot of power. I'm celebrating.
Shania will be celebrating with her fans when her world tour kicks off April 28th. Her first new album in almost 6 years, Queen of Me, out tomorrow, ushers in her self-proclaimed fun era.
What does fun look like to Shania?
Woo! I get really hyperactive when I'm in party mode.
Feel like a woman.
The last time that you and I spoke, I asked you, like, what do we have to do to get a Harry Styles collaboration?
Everyone on the planet, even if they don't admit it, wants to sing with Harry Styles. I was lucky enough to already do that.
Maybe he can come join you on stage during the tour. It'll be so good.
Well, I do have a dream. I do love his song, Falling.
Falling again, I'm falling.
So if I did that, a duet with him on that, that would be awesome.
Harry Styles, let's make this happen, okay? Well, now let's get to this duo who, just like that, are together again.
I'm very excited.
The new shots of Aiden on set doing something we'd never thought we'd see. Then, The White Lotus Season 3 with a Connie Britton return.
Is that something you'd be open to?
Am I open to it?
Plus,
nobody puts baby in a corner.
Details about the Dirty Dancing sequel straight from Jennifer Grey.
Baby will be back at Kellerman's, and there will be dancing.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You used Rogaine. I didn't know you needed
it. It's preventative.
But is your hair falling?
I don't want to talk about it!
Oh, we're going to talk about it, mister. Sex and the City fans already know John Corbett is back as Carrie's ex, Aiden Shaw, for season 2 of And Just Like That. And look at this, y'all. The gang all smiles in this restaurant scene. And I'm sorry, Aiden smokes now? Huh. By the way, SJP couldn't hide the news from ET back in September.
More Aiden.
Could be. Well, you know. I can't be, like, cryptic about that anymore.
Hallelujah, SJP.
I know. I'm very excited.
We are very, very happy about this, but you better be good to him, Carrie Bradshaw.
We'll see. Fans from White Lotus want to know, will Connie Britton return for a season 3? Our Denny Directo is with her.
I do know there were plans to bring you back for season 2, and they didn't work out. So will you, Mike White, make plans to work it out for season 3?
I do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, our fingers are crossed. But for now, Connie is starring in Dear Edward, an emotional drama that's like This Is Us meets Parenthood. It's all about a 12-year-old boy who is the lone survivor of a plane crash. The show follows him and the others grieving their loved ones.
Lost my husband, I lost my best friend.
And I don't want people to think it's going to be just a big cry fest,
right?
Because actually, it's so life-affirming. It's kind of a good kind of cry.
Yes. Yeah. The Apple TV Plus series premiering tomorrow reunites Connie with her Friday Night Lights showrunner, Jason Kadams.
And when we started to talk about casting, it just suddenly hit me, Connie.
Also in the cast, Orange is the New Black's Taylor Schilling. She plays Edward's aunt who takes him in while also struggling with infertility.
I like really enjoyed getting a chance to just go full bore into these circumstances. It's fun to cry.
Well, you may cry laughing over Sylvester Stallone's new gig.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Tough guy Sly showing a much different side and telling E.T. why he signed up to do a reality show.
My family comes first.
Then Jennifer Grey on her outrageous transformation into Christian diet guru Gwen Shamblin.
I have a lot of strong feelings about this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Who's crazy enough to climb that?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Is that Dad?
Yeah.
He always does this.
Hilarious. Sly and his daughter star in that fun new promo for Paramount Plus. Their new 8-part docuseries, The Family Stallone, premieres this spring.
My family comes first. Well, that's why I did the reality show. No one feels sorry for themselves. Everyone just takes the blows and keeps rolling and they're happy.
Well, there's a little life gem for you. All right, now let's get to our Jennifer Grey exclusive. You just spoke with her. You guys are buddies.
Yeah, I did. We became fast friends, believe it or not. Jennifer's got a wild new Lifetime movie coming out, and we get into that. But first, she gave me the latest on that Dirty Dancing sequel.
A Dirty Dancing sequel. Nothing would make my heart happier than to see you dance in a sequel to that movie.
This is my dance space. That's yours.
I'm very, very strict about what would pass. It would have to be authentically soulful and have heart. That's all I know. Those are some of my ingredients. And Baby will be back at Kellerman's. Maybe you'll call her Frances. Maybe you'll call her Baby. And there will be dancing.
Jennifer is set to both star and executive produce the sequel due to hit theaters in 2024. Jennifer told me it has been a daunting task carrying Baby's legacy without her irreplaceable dance partner, the late Patrick Swayze. That iconic move.
You're talking about the lift?
The lift. Mm-hmm. I think that moment still exists in you 100%.
I believe that lift was only for me and Patrick, for Baby and Johnny. You don't touch that.
But before Jennifer's Baby rebirth, she's unleashing a much more dramatic transformation in the Lifetime movie Gwen Shamblin, Starving for Salvation, premiering Saturday.
I am one of the leaders.
I'm one of several church leaders, yes. They call me Gwen.
The 62-year-old plays the late Christian diet guru who created the faith and shame-based nutritional program called the Way Down Workshop.
I love
love the scale and the scale loves me.
I got the offer and I Googled her and I was immediately riveted. I was like, what is happening here?
Stop bowing down to the refrigerator.
I thought, well, if they want me to play this woman, I need major wigs. The more powerful she became, the bigger her hair got.
The higher the hair, closer to God.
A behind-the-scenes secret? Jennifer wore the same wig Jamie Lee Curtis used in 2022's Halloween Ends.
You came here to kill me, so do it.
She was the voice of anorexia. I have never had an eating disorder, but I did feel that I wasn't pretty enough, and I was Jewish, and I had a Jewish nose, and I had curly hair. I would want to make sure that I use this platform for raising awareness of eating disorders. I want people to know that there's help.
Yes, well, I think we all deserve to feel comfortable in our own skin.
One of these days, we're gonna stop picking ourselves apart.
One of these days.
Yeah, coming up, the historic hip-hop lineup set to hit the Grammy stage, and why?
I just look forward to having fun with it.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Can we play a quick game of Never Have I Ever, 80 for Brady edition? Tomorrow on ET, Sally, Jane, Lily, and Rita in the ET hot seat. Never have I ever ghosted a guy.
What's ghosted?
Oh.
Ghosting.
So good. So good.
Mm. Before we go, this Sunday's Grammys are about to make hip-hop history. The show will celebrate 50 years of hip-hop, and the lineup, tell them, is bananas, isn't it?
I mean, you see me grooving already, right? Because
in,
we're talking about that man. Ladies love Cool James, LL Cool J, Busta Rhymes, Grandmaster Flash, Ice-T, Method Man, Public Enemy, Queen Latifah, Salt-N-Pepa, Missy Elliott, and that's just some of the 30-plus icons set to perform. I'm out of breath just talking about it. The 65th Annual Grammy Awards hosted by Trevor Noah airs live Sunday on CBS.
Oh, go ahead, Missy. Go ahead. Bye, y'all.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.